Welcome back to the Commerce Collective Podcast 2024 Shop Talk Series. Interviews recorded live at Shop Talk in Las Vegas, featuring a variety of Flywheels partners covering pressing topics in the world of digital commerce. I am your host, Emma Irwin, and in this episode, I sat down with Aaron Lastra, VP of Retail Partnerships at Criteo, to talk all about fragmentation across the commerce ecosystem, the impact of this fragmentation, with a specific emphasis on the retailer side of things, which is a little bit new for the podcast, and I'm very excited about it, and Criteo's solutions for such fragmentation. Let's dive straight in.
So I'm Aaron Lastra, a VP of Retailer Partnerships at Criteo. I lead all of our retailer partnerships for the Americas, both new and existing. So basically making sure that our partners, retailer partners specifically, are feel heard. They're bringing to us what they need in order to have a success in their retail media offering. And it's on us to bring that back to either our product, our brand team, our agency teams, and just make sure that we're helping them grow and be successful.
Amazing. What is the best part of Shop Talk so far for you?
I mean, look at this booth we're sitting in.
I know. You literally got the best location in the entire...
I know. Best location, best booth. And in all honesty, I think the energy is just great this year as it has been, in the past. But I would say I like the openness of the floor this year. I feel like it's a lot open. Of course, I'm going to have to give credit to our marketing team because they are the best in the biz. And this booth with the coffee and all the things is just amazing. And honestly, being in this booth and getting to see the traffic walk by and engage and, make new relationships or see, our partners and engage with our partners, to me, is the best part of Shop Talk. That's why I love coming. But it doesn't hurt when you have an amazing marketing team that puts amazing opportunities like this together for you.
Yes, we love them. We love them. Okay, so today we're talking all about fragmentation across the retail media landscape, which is such a huge topic that Criteo built out an entire really incredible report called The Great Defrag, which everyone should read if they haven't. The second I saw it, I was like, download!
Love it. Thank you.
But I know that conversations that are being had at Shop Talk across your team and even our team regarding retail media probably tie back to fragmentation in some way or another. So to start us off, let's talk about the current state of fragmentation. Can you give me an overview of how you see fragmentation impacting advertisers and retailers across the commerce ecosystem?
Great question. How is fragmentation, and to your point, I see it in two ways, right? I see it impacting advertisers in a way where they have a fragmented way of buying retail media today. What I mean by that is multiple platforms, multiple retail media networks. The retail media has been around arguably for a really long time. And I'm not even going to say how long I've been in retail media because it might show my age a little bit. But nonetheless, it has been around for quite some time. And, with COVID, the adoption of shopping online became a big thing, right? And so retailers saw an opportunity to build retail media networks to capitalize on that audience that's now shopping online, but also to make a profit for opportunities to give consumers things like free shipping through the profit margins that they were making off of retail media. And so, but with that, getting back to the advertisers, now everybody has a retail media network, and advertisers efficiently can't log into 10, 11, 12, 13 different platforms to effectively buy. And not only that, buy different channels that these retailers are offering. What I mean by that is on-site display, on-site sponsored product, off-site, in-store, you name it. It just becomes really challenging, I think, for a brand or an agency to buy effectively. And then on the flip side, for the retailers, they tend to lose out on what could be rightfully theirs, or because of the complex way of buying. But also, even for retailers to effectively set up a campaign or a media plan that they are sharing with their top brands, they have to log into maybe three different platforms on their own end and pull reporting from four different channels to try to effectively give results for how that campaign performed. And that complex way for both advertisers and retailers is, I think it makes it challenging for efficiencies and, effectively being able to capitalize on the $100 billion that is, out there and growing for retail media.
For sure. And you covered a lot of the pain points in that sentence. So I'm going to go to, brands and retailers have always had this symbiotic relationship in the world of retail media. But according to the Great Defrag report, it seems like there is a strong need and desire to really bring publishers more into the mix. So how do you envision this unfolding, especially as we move into a future without the third-party cookie? We can't do an interview without mentioning the death of the cookie.
I know. It's a good question. And like you mentioned, it was mentioned in the DFRAG report. More than, and specifically what it mentioned, is that more than half the respondents are eager for retail media to expand beyond retail and verticals such as airlines, hotels, services. I mean, when you think about that valuable consumer, that valuable audience, being able to, you know, for an airline or for a brand to effectively do near endemic or in the realm of somebody's, you know, looking for a flight online and you want to give them that they're looking to go to somewhere in the tropics, the opportunity for a brand to effectively reach that consumer, it's first party data, it's there, you know, with a near endemic, meaning, I don't know, maybe a retailer can or a brand can put a bathing suit in front of that, knowing that, you know, there's opportunities there. So an opportunity nonetheless. And then I also look in the realm of like content, you know, these historical content publishers that share articles about or content about suggestions for the best running shoes, you name it. And in some way, affiliate marketing has done this in the past, but for brands to be able to place a product SKU within that content, now you become a publisher that is able to monetize and, you know, get into that retail game, that e-com game.
Yes. Okay. We've been talking about all the things that kind of stink about fragmentation. So let's talk about the opportunity. And so tell me about what can be unlocked for retailers when unification is at the forefront of their retail media strategies.
I think it's what we kind of alluded to earlier, like the money that's left on the table. The DFRAG report mentioned that over 20% of retailers are missing out on 20% of ad revenue just based on this fragmentation. And so when you look at that, there's 20% of revenue you could make, you know, from becoming a little less fragmented. But then also, I think it unlocks the ability for their lives or their ability to reach consumers in a meaningful way. And we haven't really touched on this yet, but the ability for a retailer to, you know, we talked about fragmentation in the realm of like different channels, right? You've got offsite, you've got onsite display, you've got, and they're all running through different platforms. How do you make sure that you can effectively reach a consumer and not oversaturate them with, or be consistent with your message, or make sure that, you know, you're speaking to the consumer how the consumer wants to be spoken to in a thoughtful way? And you can do that by unifying the ad solutions in which you're trying to reach that consumer in a very non-fragmented way, for lack of better terms. And so I think that's, you know, not only is it in the retailer's best interest for monetization, that 20% of revenue that we mentioned, but also to make sure they're reaching their consumer in a thoughtful way.
I love that call out that you keep making with the 20% of like missed opportunity, just because that's something that hasn't come up on the podcast before. And I love having that retailer perspective in which you work on, just because we haven't talked about that before. And that's really awesome. So we've spoken a lot about how unification impacts retailers and advertisers, but let's touch on the value it drives for consumers. And so I'm going to have you talk to me like I'm just a regular shopper. How does my shopping journey change when I experience a fragmented ad experience versus one that's been strategically unified?
I love it. So let's talk about fragmented first. We'll go to the negative first. So in a fragmented way, you know, you are shopping online for, let's just say you're a new mom and, you know, you're shopping online for diapers, right? So you might be reading an article because you're not sleeping very well and you're thinking, when does a baby start to sleep and I can sleep at night? Okay, so now we know that, you know, you're an audience that is contextually relevant in the realm of you're a new mom because of the content that you're searching. We also know that you've purchased, you know, diapers from a respective retailer in the past. So now we're going to target you as a retailer with a thoughtful message when you're searching that content, right? Let's just say we're going to target you with a diaper ads, but then you click on that because it's relevant to who you are as a consumer. And then you go onto that retailer site, you're delivered a sponsored product ad or a display ad. It's very relevant to you as what you were. So, oh, okay, well, these diapers are being elevated to the top in my journey of seeing the content offline, clicking on it, coming on site. And now I'm getting delivered something that's relevant to me, making it easy of like, yep, I do need that product of diapers, so I'm going to add it, you know, to my cart because they're up on sale. And then as you continue throughout the journey, you know, the ability for you to get a contextually relevant product, like you also probably need wipes and maybe you need a new onesie, right? So in the ability for one unified kind of platform or solution to know that you as a consumer in, and I kind of went with like the positive. I said I was going to start with the negative. So that's the non-fragmented way.
I was like, this
way.
Is sounding pretty good.
Yeah. The non-fragmented way. The fragmented way is that you're delivered irrelevant ads and that you're maybe oversaturated with a message that doesn't make sense to you as a consumer, right? But because, you know, we know that the different touch points and that you would be kind of dealt with, for lack of better terms, in the non-fragmented way, to take the opposite for the fragmented way of just irrelevant ads, maybe an oversaturation. But then at the end of the day, you know, maybe be having ads delivered to you that aren't relevant to you as a consumer, where you are in that stage of your shopping journey.
Yeah, me getting the diaper ads would be irrelevant because I don't have kids. And
and me getting them would be very relevant because I got a one-year-old at home that is still in diapers. So.
Yes, and I get all these ads for like cat products. I don't have a cat. Who do you think I am? Gotta love it. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about solutions, and specifically Criteo solutions, because we love that. How is Criteo working to unify and streamline the problems caused by fragmentation?
So it's a great question. And it is, I will say, it is Criteo's vision, and it will continue to be Criteo's vision, right? To make ad buying, and I'll go back to the twofold way to answer this. It's for ad buyers and retailers. How our solution works is, you know, we have one unified platform. We basically, through Commerce Max, have created a platform where brands and agencies alike can effectively log into one UI. So, you know, you eliminate that 10, 11, 12 different logins of different retail media networks. They can log into one UI and effectively buy across multiple retailers. They can set a campaign and say, I have these SKUs, these are my SKUs. And then the platform can suggest, well, these are the retailers that those SKUs appear on. And these are all the solutions on each of these respective retailers, that be display, sponsored products, even offsite, that you can effectively build a campaign in one login. That's efficient, that's effective. And then on the flip side, that same platform, which we call Commerce Sealed for the retailers, but it's connected to Commerce Max, lets the retailer have all ad formats in one platform. But what's unique too, from a retailer's point of view, is like, yes, they love the opportunity for brands and agencies to log in and access their consumers or their audiences through Commerce Max, but they also want to offer solution directly to brands if they so will, or, you know, it through their solutions and have all the solutions in one platform. So that's what our vision is. Make it easy to buy, make it effective to buy, and efficient. And ease of buying is going to enable the 20% of the fragmented, you know, or what retailers are missing to go away. But then it also enables the standardization, and that's our vision too, of like, how do we standardize the way that brands and agencies are asking for metrics, campaign performance, different solutions across multiple retailers. And so we will continue to kind of evolve and build that. And we're on the path to doing it, you know, solving the world's problem one platform at a time.
Yep. I love that. All right. Last question for you in this topic, and it's a bolder question. It's one of my shower thoughts, but won't there always be some element of fragmentation when we look at, you know, all of these walled gardens and all the different commerce solutions providers? It doesn't seem like we will get to a day where we're able to have such a unified experience, but am I just being a Debbie Downer in this?
What
do you see?
Never say never, but I think we're not there yet, and we're getting closer. And I think the first step to solving is identifying that there's an issue or there's a challenge. And I think we've all identified there's a challenge. You know, everybody's talking about fragmentation. Everybody's talking about how hard it is to buy and the need to want standardization, non-fragmented ways of buying. So when you admit there's an issue, then you start to solve that issue, right? So, and we're on the path. Do I think that there's a world where everything can live in one pretty platform? Hopefully, that's our goal, but will it be tomorrow? No. But, you know, I say this to the team all the time. How we looked 6 months ago looks completely different than what we'll look 6 months from now. But I am confident that we will continue to evolve to a retail media world where we are all collectively, as retailers, agencies, and brands, and then, you know, tech providers as ourselves, working to solve for this. Might not be the prettiest and the fastest, but we'll get there.
Amazing. Any key takeaways that you want to leave the audience with?
Yeah, I would just say, like, let's just continue to make it easier to buy for brands and agencies. Make it easier for retailers to offer solutions that effectively allow for not only brands and agencies to access, you know, to buy media, but for relevant messages and solutions through ads that are delivered to their consumers, right? You don't want to be delivered cat. You don't care. I mean, you don't need cat food. So no one, don't send you cat food. But be relevant, be thoughtful, and put the customer first. That's what retailers are always doing and want to do to protect their consumers. So I think those are the two points I'd really double down on, and that we'll get there. You know,
We'll get there. All right. What are you looking forward to coming out of Shop Talk?
Gosh, just having, you know, the takeaways and the follow-ups from the really awesome conversations that, you know, a lot of our existing, and I'm from a retailer perspective, partners, you know, they come visit our booth. We spend time with them, valuable time. It's a time that, you know, we speak with them every week, but this is a time to really have the engaging conversations, bring in, you know, other key stakeholders within each team to have those kind of those innovative, thought-provoking questions of like, okay, what is, we know what success has looked like. How are we going to look further? And I think Shop Talk allows that opportunity for us to really double down on those.
For sure. There's just something different about having meetings in real life.
Oh, absolutely.
Just something different
absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then there is, and I love it. And what better place than Vegas and this beautiful booth that our marketing team did.
It is.
I can't get over it. It's so pretty.
And with that wraps up this episode of our 2024 Shop Talk series. There are three total episodes. You must listen to all three of them. This is a requirement because you just don't want to miss out on any of this really cool content that we got to record live in Las Vegas. I have been your host, Emma Irwin. Thank you to Aaron and Critio and Critio's repeat occurrences on the Commerce Collective podcast. I will see you next time.